Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Oakland House, the podcast. I'm your host, Sonia Taft. Thank you so much for tuning in and happy 2024. In today's episode, we're going to be talking all about the world that we want to create for ourselves and our families in this new year. We're going to be having a conversation about the things that we want to implement this year, but as well as the things we want to leave behind in 2024. I cannot wait to start this conversation with you all. But before we do, I did want to refer you over to our website, of course, oaklanehouse.com. You're going to find lots of new content over there pertaining to the current season we're in. Lots of very adorable winter home finds that I think you'll love. And a great guide on hosting a winter dinner party, if that's something that you've always wanted to do. I definitely recommend you go ahead and check that out. I had a lot of fun writing that blog post, and I hope you love it. Again, that's oaklanehouse.com. So I cannot believe it is already 2024. I felt for a while there like December was just not going to end. And don't get me wrong, I feel like we had a lot to be grateful for in December. We had so many blessings as well as trials come our way. But I'm just really, really glad that the holidays are over. I feel like we had the time that we needed to be with family, be with one another, and have that intentionality together. And now I just feel refreshed and ready for a new start. So I hope that December was beautiful for you as well. I hope that you had the time that you needed with your loved ones to just be cozy together, enjoy each other's company, catch up on the year that you've had, and I hope that you as well are ready for a new start and a new beginning. I think it's so easy to say like new year, new you, but really if you're not feeling that inside, it's going to be really hard to implement all those changes. So my advice to you is if you're not really feeling that energy yet, if you're not, you know, all about starting new systems and new processes and creating a new version of yourself, which we're going to be talking a lot about today, then just take this month to like just relax, you know, spend time with God, dive into the Word, make sure you're giving yourself that extra rest. It's so important to be intuitive and listen to our bodies and what we need, because if you try to force it, it's not going to be inspirational. It's not going to be something that you enjoy and that you're looking forward to. Just trust yourself enough to know what you need at this time and follow through with that. And hopefully, if you're not quite there yet, then this podcast episode will be something that you can refer back to when you are feeling that energy of starting fresh and having a new beginning. So, having said that, I would like to dive into today's episode, and I wanted to start by sharing a quote by one of my favorite authors, Paulo Coelho. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I don't speak Portuguese, but I think that is how you pronounce it. He wrote The Alchemist, and that is a book that is near and dear to my heart. I love that book. It's so beautiful. If you haven't had a chance to read it, it's a very quick and easy read, but so inspirational. I highly recommend it. And the quote that I wanted to share by him today is, "The world is changed by your example, not by your opinion." I have been taking this quote to heart for the last couple of weeks. I have been making it my mantra, if you will, because that's something that I really want to try and implement in 2024, is not being all about having an opinion, but more so acting on that opinion. And so that's really what I want to bring into this new year. I want to take action. I don't want to just share with others what my opinion on something is. I want to lead by example. And so I've been doing that. You know, every time I want to do something that I know is going to be good for me, like working out or doing that extra load of laundry that I know I really don't feel like doing, but if it's important to me to care for my body, if it's important to me to keep a clean, beautiful home, then I think that it's important for me to lead by example. It's not enough to just want these things. We need to lead by example and take action in order to fulfill them. So I really wanted to share that with you today. I found it super inspirational, and I think it's a really beautiful place to start, because I think that that is going to be the defining difference for me, at least, between 2023 and 2024. I no longer want to be in a place where I'm wanting things. I want to be in a place where I'm doing something in order to achieve them. And so we can start there. I think before you even get to a place where you're achieving what you want, you need to get really clear on what it is that you want. So I think starting off the new year with a vision, and I think a visual representation of the things that you want, is the easiest place to start. And that's why you see everybody on social media right now creating vision boards or prayer boards or however you want to refer to them as. But I think that's an incredibly genius idea. And that is something that I did as well, starting off the new year. And I really don't like when people hate on this trend, because what could possibly be wrong with having visual representation of your goals and dreams? I mean, it's so beneficial to actually see them in front of you. It makes it easier to pray to God about what you want. It makes it easier to visualize in your head what that will feel like once you finally receive it. It makes it easier to work for something if you can see what it is that you're working towards. So it's a pet peeve of mine when people hate on this trend, honestly, because it's just such a great idea and it's such a beautiful way to keep at the front of your mind the things that your heart wants most. So having said that, I think that an excellent place to start is Pinterest. If you don't have a Pinterest account, you are missing out. I would highly recommend you go and sign up, because it's free and there's just a wealth of beautiful images and so many great recipes. I mean, you'll go back and refer to Pinterest all year long. It is like my lifeline, my creative lifeline. And so I would recommend you go on Pinterest and create a 2024 vision board of the things that you know you have in your heart, that you know you want, and that you... I always believe that God puts desires in our hearts for a reason. And so just dump it all on there. You know, however unlikely you think that it is to come true, it doesn't matter. Just put it on there. And to see a collection of your heart's deepest desires in one place is... honestly, it's magical. It's really, as a creative person, it's so important to me to revisit that on a regular basis, because it kind of just feeds me. It feeds my creativity to see everything that I want in one place. It's just, I can't explain it. You have to try it for yourself. So go make a Pinterest board. That is your 2024 vision board, and I promise you will not regret it. But also, I know a lot of people right now are creating physical boards. So a great option is to just go get a big paper, like a poster board that, you know, you used to use back in middle school and high school for projects. Go and grab one of those. You can either cut out things that are representative of your desires from magazines, or I actually saw somebody do this and I thought it was such a great idea. They basically printed them out as like 4x6 pictures, like through Walgreens, and you go and pick it up. And that way you can get exactly, you know, the image that you want on your board, and you don't have to rely on whatever is in a particular magazine. So I think that was a really great idea, and I highly recommend you do one or both of those options and keep it handy, because I swear it's something that you're going to keep going back to. You might add to it as the year goes on. I know I always do. And it's just so great. So great to have that in front of you and really keep you focused on what your vision is for this year. Another exercise that I tried for the new year was a particular journal prompt that really made me think deeply about the kind of life, the ideal life that I wanted, and what that would feel like, what that would look like, what my ideal version of myself would be like. And it got really specific. It was, you know, how would she dress? What would she wear? How would others see her? How would she talk? What kind of things would she consume? What did her day look like? What were her habits? And I found that exercise to be actually really helpful, because when you get that specific about your ideal version of you and your ideal life, it's almost like temporarily you're living it. And I know so many people who are into manifesting and whatever are always saying this, but I actually found it to be a great way to get really specific with God about my desires and get honest with Him. Because a lot of the times I find we don't allow ourselves to dream And that exercise made it really easy for me to be honest with myself about what I wanted and be honest with God about those things. And so it was fun. It doesn't cost anything to dream. And it was an exercise that allowed me honesty with myself and with my creator. So it was a win-win for me. I highly recommend doing something like that. You can find journal prompts pretty much anywhere. And also wanted to point out that once I did it and I wrote the journal entry and I had that time with God, then I just let it go. And I think that's an important aspect of the exercise because you want to reveal to God your deepest desires. You want to ask for them and pray for them and don't stop praying for them, but you also want to acknowledge that He is in charge and you are not. And so I've presented those desires to my Father and I've let them go. I don't want to think of how we'll get there. I don't think of when it will happen for me. I've told Him that those are my desires and He is the one in charge. He is the one that will either make it happen on His own time and His own timeline, or He will have something better in store for me because His plans are always better than our own. So that is what I've done and I found it really beneficial and I definitely recommend you do the same. And kind of on that same note, I did want to touch a little bit on the notion of reinventing yourself. I think it gets such a bad rap sometimes, but I love the idea of reinventing yourself every year. I think as long as your morals and your core values remain the same and you're the same person in essence, you can try on so many different faces, I guess you can call it. You can try on so many different versions of yourself and see which one you like best. I think that life is all about variety and having fun and evolving. And this is a really great, fun way to do that. I mean, you can do it as simply as, you know, getting a new haircut or coloring your hair a new color, but you can, you know, adopt a new skill. You can learn a new hobby. There are just so many ways to reinventing yourself. And I am definitely going to be doing this in 2024 to some degree, because I think it's just such a fun opportunity to really take advantage of everything life has to offer. There's no point in being stagnant and being the same version of yourself your whole life. I think life is about evolving and growing. And so what a fun opportunity that we get to start a new, fresh year, and we can do that for ourselves. So ways that we can reinvent ourselves in 2024. Like I said, you can learn a new skill, you can get a new haircut, get a new color for your hair, you can learn how to knit, take on gardening, learn a new language. I think that one would be really fun. I have decided, and I'm going to make this promise to myself right now in front of all of you so you can hold me accountable, I would like to learn how to play tennis this year. That's been something that's been on my heart for a while now, and I would like to make this year the year that I finally follow through with that. And if you're wondering, I do have a Pinterest board with tennis aesthetic, because the aesthetic is very important to me and it motivates me and I want to look cute while I'm doing it. So whatever you need to do to motivate yourself and get yourself hyped up to learn that new skill. I would say that changing up your wardrobe is another great way to reinvent yourself this year. Definitely try on a new style. Like if you're always dressing, you know, in a very preppy manner, maybe try something a little bit different this year. I don't know. And you can go on Pinterest again. Like, can you tell that I just adore Pinterest? You can go on Pinterest and find some really great outfit inspirations there. Or Instagram. There's so many influencers that are so great at, you know, putting outfits together every single day, and you can get inspiration from their work. Find a new signature scent. I think this is such a fun one because scent and fragrance is so closely tied to memory. And so what a great way to start like a new memory bank for yourself for this year by finding a new everyday fragrance that you can wear and then maybe stop wearing it at the end of the year so that every time you smell that scent again, you'll think back to 2024. I think that's such a beautiful idea. And again, really, really fun to explore different scents, and maybe you want to smell a little bit different this year. I mean, I think that's so fun. Go to Sephora, try on some different fragrances and see what catches your taste. Try listening to a new music genre. you know, that's a really fun way to change up your everyday. If you usually listen to music while you're working out or in the car, switch it up and try something new. Same with books. If you usually read a certain type of book, like I'm such a nonfiction reader, I really want to make it an intentional goal of mine this year to read more novels, because that's not something I usually gravitate towards, and I think that it would be really fun. There's so many different ways that you can try to reinvent yourself this year, but I think it's important to have an open mind and be so aligned with yourself that you know instantly if something resonates with you or if it's something you don't want to be a part of your life. You know, I think only you can answer that for yourself, and just be honest with yourself, live in alignment, and just have fun. Okay, so before I move on to sharing with you all of the things that I'm going to be implementing this year, and as well as the things that I want to leave behind, I did want to share with you a strategy on making the most of this year, and I actually got this from a TikTok user. I will try to, if I find the original poster, link their TikTok in the show notes, because I want to give credit where credit is due. But I heard this and I was like, you know what? This could actually help a lot of people. Initially, I did not think it was going to be for me, and I'll tell you why. Because this person was, I guess, talking about how to make this their wealthy year and how to be just super productive and I guess how to approach the year in the way that a lot of, you know, high-end companies basically and wealthy people approach their year. And so that initially didn't resonate with me. I am not usually a fan of like hustle and grind culture, but I wanted to share it because the more I listened, the more I thought that it made sense and I can actually see some positives to the strategy. So essentially she was saying that wealthy people and companies and lucrative organizations don't look at their whole year as a 365-day year. They basically look at their year in terms of quarters. So you'll often hear Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. And that breaks the year up into 90-day increments, which is actually genius because it actually makes you focus on completing those goals a lot quicker than if you think you have 365 days to complete that goal. When you suddenly see that you only have 90 days to complete that goal, it really kind of lights a fire under you and makes you a little bit more motivated to put systems in place to then fulfill those goals. So I thought that was pretty genius. And if you are somebody that for whom that resonates with, then I think that's a great strategy to use in the coming year, especially if you haven't done it before. Why not try it that way? If you have, you know, a goal of losing weight, for instance, break it up into 90-day increments and see how far you get. It might just keep your goal and your vision within focus a little bit better than looking at it in the span of 365 days. Okay, so before we wrap up, I did want to share with you all the things that I am going to be implementing this year to give me my very best year yet. I want to be the very best version of myself that I can be this year, not just for myself, but for my kids and my family and everybody around me so that they can benefit from having the very best version of myself that I can give them. And so some of the things that I will be doing this year to make that happen are, for starters, I'm going to be pretty selective about the foods that I eat. And this is primarily because I have noticed that I feel pretty yucky after indulging in certain things. And so I am sticking to whole foods from the earth. So minimally processed foods and drinks. I want to stick to lots of veggies on my plate. I'll enjoy fruits, but mostly in the summer. And I want lots of like clean protein. I think that when I eat that way, I definitely feel my best, and I want to adhere to that in the coming year as much as possible. I also want to increase my daily water intake because I have found that that is the easiest way to cure like any pesky little headache that I get throughout the day. If I have any brain fog that I'm experiencing, it's usually because I haven't drank enough water that day. So that's something that I definitely want to do more of. And interestingly enough, I just find water to be very boring. So I have been infusing it with cucumber and lemon slices And I've actually been drinking a ton more water that way. So that might be a great great idea for you to try if you have the same problem that I do. And I drink from my Stanley cup, which I'm sure everybody has at this point. It's like 40, 42 ounces, something like that. So I just fill it up a couple of times and I've reached my water goal for the day. So it's pretty helpful. I've also decided to get rid of all caffeine. And this is something that I kind of started a little bit back in 2023 because I went through some major caffeine withdrawals in the later portion of last year. And it was really hard at first, but I'm so glad that I did that because I'm no longer physically dependent on caffeine. And I love that for myself. Like, it's just been so much better. I have been dealing with pretty high cortisol levels for a while now, and I've been trying to balance those out. And that the whole eliminating caffeine is a really great way to do that. It's been very beneficial for me. I can still drink coffee, I just choose decaf. And if I don't feel like coffee, I'll drink a decaffeinated tea. I love herbal teas. Or I will choose matcha, which does have caffeine, but much less than coffee. So there are options out there. If you are curious about eliminating caffeine, just know that there's plenty of options for you. Okay, another thing I want to be very good about this year is making sure to take my supplements. I have been constantly forgetting to do that. And so some of the systems that I've put in place to help me remember are as follows. I have an alarm set on my phone around 2 p.m. to take my supplements. It reminds me to do so, which is great. I bought a little pill case. It's like a little travel one off of Amazon. It's actually really cute. I'll see if I can link it somewhere, maybe on my Instagram. And that's been really helpful. First of all, it's adorable and it totally goes with my aesthetic, which I like. But it's also just pretty small, so it fits in my purse and I have a little box that corresponds to each day of the week, and I fill it up with my supplements and then I zip it up and I toss it in my purse and I can take them whether I'm at home or out of the house. So that has been very beneficial. And some of the supplements that I take include ashwagandha, which has been so great for me, not just for immune health, but also it helps with my stress levels. So I really love that one. I take fish oil daily, which is great for brain health. I take a vitamin D supplement because I am naturally deficient in that, and I do start to notice a difference if I skip it. I become a lot more lethargic, so can't forget that one. And I also take a daily probiotic, which is great for gut health. So definitely figure out, you know, maybe work with your doctor or naturopath to see which supplements would be beneficial for you and your body and your specific needs, and then make sure you have systems in place to remind you to take them. And I think that that's a really great way to add something great to your health this year. Another goal of mine this year is to move my body every single day. And that's obviously going to look differently depending on the kind of day it is and what is on my schedule. But the goal is to move my body any way that I can every single day. So whether that be a yoga session, a Pilates class, whether that's a long walk around the neighborhood, whatever I have to do to get those steps in, that is what I'm focusing on this year. I've also started to do 30 minutes of an elliptical workout. We have an elliptical and a treadmill in our garage. And that has been phenomenal because I do 30 minutes of that directly following dinner. We eat dinner, I clean up, do the dishes, and then immediately put my sneakers on and go into the garage and do 30 minutes of elliptical. And that has been great for my digestion, actually. If it's too cold right now to go take a walk outside after dinner, I highly recommend doing some sort of light cardio after dinner because it really helps with digestion. I'm somebody that kind of struggles with digestion, honestly, like even with a daily probiotic supplement. Like if I don't eat very, very clean, I have a stomach ache all the time. So it's very important to just keep things moving and keep your body moving because I feel like that really helps as well. Also, if you're a woman, I would highly recommend that you research cycle syncing. It has been pretty revolutionary in the way that I work out, and I guess the essence behind it or the basics behind cycle syncing is that you're only adhering to certain workouts during certain times of the month. And so, for instance, like HIIT workouts would not be great while you're on your period. So you would maybe change it up to a light cardio or, you know, a yoga class, like something like that. I think definitely research that, because I am not an expert on it, but I have started to incorporate some of that cycle syncing into my daily movement, and I've seen a really great result. I just feel like I'm listening to my body better, and I'm really doing things that feel good instead of, you know, movements that feel like punishment. Also this year, I would like to incorporate more self-care routines into my day. Things like detox baths, nightly infrared sauna sessions before bed, which have been so great for my sleep. I definitely want to keep those going. I take magnesium before bed, which also helps with getting a full 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep every night. That's been great. Staying off my phone more, that's a really big goal of mine this year, because not only is it distracting, and I just had this conversation with my husband actually, I don't want our kids to remember us as always being on our phones. I definitely want to be more intentional about that, about our screen time as well as theirs, and just making sure that when we are on our phones or when we are using screens, it feels intentional. I've also developed a pretty long nighttime routine, which I would like to adhere to. I mean, it's about like an hour long. It takes me that long to make sure that I get like a nice, good shower at night after all of the movement I've had. My dental routine has been so long. I've been tongue scraping, I've been oil pulling, I floss and brush. It takes forever. But I have seen a really great difference in my dental hygiene. My teeth are whiter, and it's been amazing. So if you have the time, if you can make the time, try to elevate your dental hygiene routine. I think that you will see good results. I also don't want to have like chipped nails. I'm somebody that does their own nails. I do them at home. And I want to dedicate one day each week that I can do my nails, so that way I don't miss any days and it becomes overwhelming, and then I'm taking off chipped nail polish. That's like such a pet peeve of mine. I really want to make sure that I am putting the time and effort into my appearance this year to make sure that I feel my very best. So that also includes, you know, like my exfoliating, my self-tan routine, making sure that I have all of my appointments for like my hair and such scheduled so that nothing gets missed, and then I can stay on top of basically the daily maintenance of my appearance. That's been really important to me lately. It's something that, if I'm being honest with you, I did not always make a priority, especially when our babies were so little. That was such a tough time for me as a woman, because obviously your life changes so much when you have babies, but the amount of time that you have to dedicate to yourself is also, it changes dramatically. And so that was really hard for me back then. And I remember how that would impact my self-esteem. And now that my kids are a little bit older, a little bit more independent, and I can have that time back, I'm taking it back with a vengeance. Like, I am on top of everything, and it feels really good to take care of myself again. And I don't want to get back to a place where I let myself go, you know? It feels really good to take care of oneself. Another big, big goal of mine in 2024 is carving out 3 to 4 hours every single day for my brand, for Oak Lane House, for content creating. This is something that feeds my soul, and for so long I wanted to be able to share with others things that I'm passionate about. And now that I have the opportunity to do that, because like I said, my kids are a little bit older and they do go to school now, so I have those 3 hours a day where I can dedicate to this, you know, passion project that I hope will one day become a source of income and something that I can grow into something bigger, then I do want to be consistent about dedicating that time to it. I was telling my husband the other day, I feel like Oak Lane House is going to be my third baby. We are not having any more babies. We have 2 kids and we're done, but Oak Lane House will absolutely be my third baby. I want to give it all of the time and dedication and care that it deserves, especially after so many years of wanting it. It's finally here, and I want to give it my very best. Another goal of mine is to be very, very consistent with my God time. This is starting to look different for me. I'm trying to figure out where I can fit it in and where I can place it in my schedule where it becomes a consistent, non-negotiable thing in my day. That is really important to me, but every single time that we have a schedule change or the kids start school up again, I have to switch what time of the day I can fit that in. And so I'm being very intentional about that this year to make sure that it doesn't, you know, slip through the cracks, because it is so important for me to have that God time, usually in the mornings. It fills me for the rest of the day, gives me purpose, it grounds me. And I came across this really awesome verse that's been on my heart lately. It's Psalm 119:11, which states, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." And that is something that I want to be so good about doing this year. I want to be so well acquainted with Bible verses and the word of God that I have it set deep in my heart so that I don't sin against him. I want to be better, not just about talking to God, but also making room to listen to him and to dive into his word and get to know him on a deeper level. So in order to do that, I need to make sure that I'm showing up every day for him. I'm showing up every day, regardless of what's happening around me, that is non-negotiable time that I have with my father. Another habit that I would like to implement in this new year is to read 30 minutes of an actual book every single night before bed. I think that I want to get to a point where I'm reading when I could be scrolling my phone. So I want to make that intentional, and I would like I said earlier, to discover some novels, because I am somebody that loves self-improvement and I love reading about human nature. So I find myself reaching for nonfiction books quite a bit. And this year I want to reach for more novels. I love a good romance, and I feel like it will feed me more to go into like a little fantasy world for 30 minutes a day. So I would really enjoy that as well. And kind of in the same vein, I'm making sure that I listen to more audiobooks, especially when I'm doing things like putting away laundry, taking a walk outside, just doing chores around the house. There's really nobody home to keep me company when I'm doing those things during the day, and an audiobook would be a great way to consume great content while I'm doing things that I have to do anyways. So that is something that I'm being more intentional about this year, and yeah, I hope it helps with my vocabulary too. I love the idea of expanding my vocabulary. Also, another great tip is to download like a Word of the Day app. I did that recently, or actually last year, and it's been great. I've been discovering new words, trying to use them into my own sentences and like basically adopt them into my jargon. And it's just really fun. It's really fun to invest in yourself. And those are really great ways to do just that. So as we wrap up today's episode, I wanted to leave you with just one more quote that I hope will inspire you as you go on to create your ideal life in 2024 and your ideal version of yourself. This quote is by the actress Helena Bonham Carter, and I love it. Personally, I refer back to it many times. I think it's such a great representation of the way that I see life, and I hope it resonates with you as well. So she says, "I think everything in life is art. What you do, how you dress, the way you love someone and how you talk, your smile and your personality, what you believe in and all your dreams, the way you drink your tea, how you decorate your home or party, your grocery list, the food you make, how your writing looks, and the way you feel. Life is art." As always, thank you so much for joining me in today's episode and for sharing part of your day with me. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Oak Lane House for more daily content, inspiration, and intentional living. Until next time.